Chairman Ricketts, and esteemed committee members, I am humbled to stand before you today. I extend my deep gratitude to President Trump for his nomination and to Secretary Rubio for his support. With your concurrence and approval, I look forward to serving the United States to my fullest capacity. I would also like to thank my wife for 48 years, Kiki, and my son Sumit, who are here with me today. And a special thanks to my daughter Pooja, who has supported me closely through this process. She's watching us live from Norway with our grandkids. Kiki and I arrived in Brooklyn as a newly married couple from India. The United States has always recognized and invested in talent and growth from all corners of the world. Kiki and I were able to work hard and build a successful medical careers. Most importantly, we raised a beautiful family together, and we have served and supported our communities on Long Island, in Florida, and across the Northeast. The United States is the only country on this planet where such amazing journey and achievements could be possible. We have lived the American dream, and for this, I feel immense gratitude to this nation and to our fellow Americans. United States is an Indo-Pacific nation, and our connection to and interest in the region are deep. I myself was born in India and have a strong understanding and respect for the region's culture, people, and the values. Singapore is our key strategic partner and a friend in the Indo-Pacific. Close cooperation with Singapore, along with our other allies and partners in this region, is more critical today than ever before. If confirmed, my duty will be to advance and implement the policies of the United States and to promote U.S. interest. In Singapore, I look to expand and deepen our defense and security cooperation. Economic and trade relationship, people-to-people ties. I see tremendous opportunities for the United States with Singapore, and I will call on the incredible talent and knowledge of our State Department and interagency professionals. There are so many potential areas for growth in this vital relationship, which has already seen significant advancement in defense and security cooperation, and made great strides in collaborating on cutting-edge technologies. Finally, I will rely on my own skills as a lifelong bridge builder and advocate, making important connections with the people from all walks of life. As a medical professional, the well-being of my patients, their families, and my employees for over four decades, I do not take lightly my obligation to similarly protect American citizens in Singapore, including our mission personnel. Distinguished senators, it would be my greatest honor to serve our United States of America, the country and people who have given me and my family so much. I pledge to fulfill my duties with integrity and to work hard to deepen our important relationship with Singapore. Thank you, and I welcome your questions.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Sinha.
Dr. Sinha, you say you know how important the United States-Singapore relationship is, and I think you know that it's important to me, as are all of our relationship with the ASEAN nations. This is not a role you can just pick up on a whim or because you think it will be glamorous or because Singapore is a great place to live. Our diplomats are dedicated. They're hard workers who represent the United States every day on the front lines, anticipating crises and providing invaluable expertise to help prevent conflicts from exploding into catastrophes. I am not opposed to political appointees, and in fact, my colleague across the aisle, the senator from Tennessee, did an incredible job as an appointee to a critical United States ally, the country of Japan, and I really enjoyed working with him when he was ambassador there. But frankly, I don't think you are particularly qualified for this role, and I'm concerned about how your lack of understanding may even inadvertently cause friction in our critical relationship. Will you even be able to effectively lead our mission in Singapore? I have my doubts. So my questions are going to be to allow you to assuage my doubts and win my vote. Dr. Sinha, I need to know that you understand some basic facts about Singapore and its critical relationship with the United States. For example, in 2024, did the United States have a trade deficit with Singapore? Yes or no? It did not. How large was the U.S.'s trade surplus with Singapore in 2024?
$80 billion. $18 billion.
2.8. You're off by a huge factor. The United States had a $2.8 billion trade surplus with Singapore in 2024. If confirmed, how would you explain our friendship in Singapore to the president? How would you explain to our friends in Singapore the president's threats to slap tariffs as high as 25% on their country, given that the United States has nearly $3 billion trade surplus with Singapore?
Thank you for your question, Senator. We are not walking away for any dialogue between the two countries and two leaders. If confirmed, I will make a personal relation with the government of Singapore, and I will make sure the dialogue continues and we settle the issues of trade together.
Do you support increasing a tariff on Singapore, seeing how we don't have a, they buy more of our stuff than we buy of theirs?
So, Senator,
so you want to put a tariff on them?
Thank you for your question, Senator. You know that we have president has only done 10% of trade increase with Singapore, and he's open to dialogue even for that.
Do you agree? Do you agree with that 10% increase with Singapore, seeing how we don't have, they don't have a surplus with us?
Well, I
yes or no. Do you support the president's plan to put a 10% tariff on Singapore goods produced in Singapore?
I mean, Senator, thank you for your question, but I believe in president's decision of a free trade with any nations in the world, and he's resetting the trade numbers with each country, and he's open for discussion and dialogue with each country.
So you would like to have free trade with Singapore? That's what you would push for as ambassador?
Well, we always had free trade with Singapore since 2004.
So why do you support the 10% increase, so tariff increase?
The dialogue is not yet closed. The door is not closed.
Let's go on to the next thing. What year is Singapore next scheduled to be the ASEAN chair?
This year is Malaysia.
I didn't ask you about this year. When is Singapore going to be the ASEAN chair?
I don't know when, but this year.
2027. Please describe what holding the ASEAN chair will entail for Singapore and how you would support Singapore in your role as U.S. ambassador, if confirmed. What are some of the critical things that Singapore will have to do as a chair of ASEAN?
I mean, I agree with you that you had made a statement that all the ASEAN's members should be treated like
answer my question. What does holding the ASEAN chairmanship entail for Singapore? Can you name one thing? A role that they will have to play as ASEAN chair. What will?
Well, there you know that there. This ASEAN chair is not only one country. There are 10 countries involved.
No, the ASEAN chair is one country.
One country,
10.
But there are 10 countries involved as an ASEAN group.
And you're not answering my question. You're not answering my question, sir. Can you name one thing that will be of critical importance to Singapore as ASEAN chair? A role. There are many things. Can you name one
thing? Defense, economics.
Those are very broad. Name an issue.
Trade.
I don't think, no. Okay, let's do something. In what way does the United States Navy work with Singapore, and how do you envision strengthening the U.S. Navy's work with Singapore, and are there any facilities that come to mind that are central to our relationship with Singapore?
We, thank you for your question, but we have a naval presence in Singapore. And our military, they always do exercise with the Singapore. They come here, the Army of Singapore, they come here for the training as well. So we have a close ties with the Singapore in defense.
Can you name a specific thing? Please, I'm trying to help you here, but you've not even done your homework, sir. You want to be ambassador to Singapore, one of the most important alliance friends we have in the Indo-Pacific, a key place that we're going to be fighting against our greatest adversary in the region, the PRC. Singapore may feature incredible culture, but that should not be treated as a glamour posting. This nation is too important to the United States, to ASEAN, to the entire region. And frankly, I think the mission is important to U.S. interests and national security, and it should actually be a foreign service officer. But I have even larger concerns with the political pick, when that political pick is somebody as unqualified as you. I've opposed political picks for Singapore from Democrats. So this is not a partisan issue. I just feel that you are not taking this seriously, and you think this is a glamour posting, that you're going to live a nice life in Singapore. What we need is someone who's going to actually do the work. I am out of time. I have a couple additional questions related to management that I'll submit for the record, but I want to reinforce again for you right now. You are not currently prepared for this posting, period, and you need to shape up and do some homework.